notice about that this group? And many of them are from a rural background.
No, many of them are from a petty bourgeois background, and they found that there was no room at the top in their system. They are very capable people, but their capabilities were not as high as the capabilities of the leaders of the LSSP. For instance, in the political world of the LSSP, there are so many able figures in them, Colvin, Leslie, Sherlock, Dorrit, just to mention a few. There was Williams in Bambala, Edmund Somerville, a whole lot, you see, and there was just no room. So these people knew that the Communist Party lacked haters. So if they went there, they were able to go to the top and become a representative of the Soviet bureaucracy also.
But given that view, wasn't there some sort of ideological conflict? Perhaps some language?
Not a language.
No.
But certainly, I think, within that group also, there were certain ideas which showed clearly that may be a certain type of broad front would have proved a way forward. But it was, in my opinion, impossible for even a person like me who would think on those lines to agree to such a proposition with the background of capitulation to Stalin. If it was unaccompanied by that, certainly I think that was a matter. I think, you know, we, in retrospect, possibilities would have been there for us to move. Perhaps our genesis of Trotskyism may have had some sort of influence, restrictive influence on our development, it's possible. That is why, you see, today, for instance, the leadership of the Soviet International, today, they just cannot recognize the situation in Ceylon. But even a person like Pablo, who has now split away from the Soviet International, he is even prepared to countenance this type of leadership. And then,
end of interview.
Mm-hmm.